Is your old air conditioner running all the time but not cooling your home? Stop wasting energy and money. Call Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, Electric today for a complete AC cleaning and tune-up. And we'll include, absolutely free, a one-year, no-breakdown guarantee, all for just $89.95. That's right. We guarantee your AC will cool your home for an entire year or your money back. Call 866-4-SEASONS.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Towards the middle, off the bat.
How about it?
That's going to score a run. In comes Alvarez. Christian Walker, an RBI single that hits second base, and it's 2-0 Houston.
Is there anybody on planet Earth that needed that more than Christian Walker?
No, I don't think so. Although I don't know, there may be a line of cats out there. Yiner Diaz might say I could use it. Chaz McCormick could have used that hit off the bag. Although he did
come to me about white boy Chaz.
He did secure a nice catch to end the game last night. But that was a big win as they continue. And now Clint and Tyler, don't look now, but the Astros are above 500 now. And they have won this series already. They look to sweep this bad boy tonight before they get the day off and head to Kansas City for a weekend series against the Royals. But they are playing pretty good baseball coming home. This has been a very, very successful homestand. It could just get better with a win tonight. And they're going behind Ryan Gusto. But to me, Clint, this was two players who desperately needed this game, and the one of the highlight Tyler just played is one of them. Christian Walker, Clint, goes 3-for-3 with a double in there, an RBI, scored a run. You heard the run he drove in as they got runners on, and that's been a problem for him, Clint. He has continued to come up with runners in scoring position and has struggled to come through. That had to be a weight off his shoulders. And they gave him a day off, Clint. Like, hey, man, that is a sign of, man, my man is really struggling. They want you to sit down and just see how the game goes. They want you to just watch things. And to come back, Clint, and go 3-for-3, sitting there in that 5 spot, that was big and well needed for him.
Absolutely. And I mean,
Dana needed it too.
Well, I mean, look, if you just talk about the way in which the Astros are winning games right now. It's at outside the top four, if you will, if you're not including Jeremy Pena. Jeremy Pena is absolutely on fire. It's not at the hands of Altuve. It's not at the hands of Yordan Alvarez. It's really the others, those big two right there. You expect big things from them. It's the others, whether it's guys like Christian Walker and Jeremy Pena starting to swing it a little bit better, or it's guys that are coming out of left field and you just didn't expect to swing it as well as they are right now at all. And that's how they're winning games right now. That happened a lot in the Padres series, and now it's happened back-to-back games in the Blue Jays series. So the guys that you have zero worries about, again, Altuve and Alvarez, those guys aren't the big contributors at this point in time. It's the others. It's good to see those guys come around. The others are the ones. When you lose Kyle Tucker, you lose Alex Bregman, the others are the ones you worry about filling the void, and those guys are starting to come around a little bit.
Yeah, and especially for Christian, because I don't know if Christian Walker was thought to be another. I thought Christian Walker was probably thought to fill a void like Bregman or Tucker.
Yep.
With what he has done in the past, so they really needed him.
It was supposed to be our blessing for the first time in years of a first baseman that could use a bat. So,
well, good hopefully to see. That's what we get.
No, yeah, good to see it's starting to happen to some degree. But Yeah, that's what we were expecting. So yeah. The slow start was rough.
It's crazy how that ending unfolded. It was Altuve off the second baseman for an infield hit, a jam shot the other way from Yordan that fell in front of the outfielder, and then obviously the hardest hit ball in the inning was probably Paredes for an out, but then what, Jeremy Peña hit a dribbler for an inside hit, and then Christian Walker hits it off the base.
Yeah.
But hey, shoot, they need it. Of any team that needs some help, they need it. Someone text in, any hair bets with the Royals series show? No. Okay. No. No.
I did turn you blonde.
Hey,
look,
I know.
No, you didn't. The Royals did. The Royals and the Astros and their play did.
We both did.
I know. Look, boys, I know Pena's two of his hits last night were in infield hits.
Yeah.
It's a panty dropper.
But it's what he's got going on here with this, the way he's using his speed. This is what you expected out of Jeremy Peña. I know Yainer. I know he's struggling, but what Jeremy's doing he's off to a hell of a start, and it's promising.
They need him, yeah, man. And you could really hit him anywhere in the lineup right now. If you want to put him up top the way he is swinging, probably don't want to mess with him, but hell, you want to put him towards the top with his speed and what he's doing, you could do that.
We've made the record. We've said, there's no doubt we wouldn't want to necessarily move the lineup around, but Espada don't mind it. So why don't you just put him in that two hole? Let's use that speed.
Let me see that's Yordan's spot now.
Oh, that's right. Yordan's in the two spot.
Yeah, move him again. But also, along with Walker, a big one, Ronel Blanco, he needed this 2 minutes. ERA 6.48 entering the game. And you could tell that he's really kind of gotten out to the opposite of the start he did last year. And coming into this one, needed a big performance, especially because you had been getting a good performance from your starters leading up to that. Hunter Brown was dominant. And then the back of the rotation guys were pitching well as well. And you needed him to step up. He goes 6 2/3, two hits, one of them being a home run, which was the only earned run he gave up. 3 Ks, 2 walks, and hell, I thought he could have finished the damn seventh, but we went in a different direction. But whatever. But he pitched really well, under 100 pitches. I think 91 pitches he ended up having. That man, he needed that one as well. I was saying yesterday, like, hey man, you better start getting it together. You don't want to start struggling, as I think Lance McCullers is climbing his way to potentially get up to the big club, and they need more starts and outings like this from Ronel Blanco. Big for him, just as much as
Absolutely.
It was for Walker.
No question about it.
It feels huge.
Yeah, he was sexy last night. So that's the latest with the Astros as they do their thing last night. Look for the sweep tonight. Hey, man, as we talk about the draft coming up tomorrow, the rise of Jalen Milroe has just been really, really interesting. We were sitting here thinking, and I know you've said that he should have gone back to college. I think you still probably still stand by that.
I do.
That he should have gone back to college. But now the way it's working out, Clint, this is a weaker quarterback draft. It looks like he will probably at least be in the early second round, but we're hearing the back of the first round, and it seems like we're hearing all kinds of stuff right now. Like, this is the opposite of Shadur. We're hearing all kinds of stuff right now. Hey, man, this is why you don't want to pass him up. And now they talk. I heard somebody come in and say he could enter the NFL as the best running quarterback as soon as he enters the league. The best running quarterback as soon as he enters the league. That's Lamar Jackson, I believe, is in this league. I know Anthony Richardson has his faults. He's pretty good when it comes to that running the thing.
No, you should just stopped it.
Tackle him. I just tried to throw
ain't nobody in their right mind coming into this league should mention speed and then being faster than Lamar Jackson, period.
Oh, they did say that, didn't they?
Ain't no analyst should say it. Ain't no player should say it. This guy toys.
No.
This guy toys with speed linebackers, nickel defenders, corners, safeties. I mean, he toys with them and runs away from them. And makes it look like Pee Wee League when he's running around backwards behind the line of scrimmage or takes off running down the field. Ain't nobody should even shave. You're setting this young man up to fail. And I think he may have even said it on Kay Adams. I think he may have said it. But I mean, what are we doing?
Oh, he said he's faster.
I didn't listen to the audio, but the caption said that he said he was faster than Lamar Jackson. And it was when he joined Kay Adams' deal.
Well, Kay maybe Kay got it.
Maybe
got away from him.
Kay is the kind of where you get on there and you get a little carried away with that.
She has that effect.
Trying to impress her.
You probably talk yourself up a bit trying to impress her. But it just. The Jalen Milroe thing overall is interesting.
The rise is killing me. It is wild.
I can't wait to see.
By the way, could you imagine if Shadur said something like that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's interesting.
I'm more accurate than
the problem. The problem with it all, Ron, is like it's just so like the media and the draft gurus and even the former player analysts are so dialed into what can I say to get clicks? And there's no doubt about it right now. Jalen Milroe, and is he in the first round? Is he out? Who should go get him? Kind of deal. That is a it's a bigger talking point right now than the best quarterback in the draft. I mean, it's more. I don't know if that's Alabama. I don't know if it's athletic ability. I don't know if it's because he's such a freak of nature. But this is one that
it is wild how quick. Like this, they are. It's like,
I mean,
you don't hear any, like, you don't even hear any of his faults anymore. Like, you know, if he can throw, yeah, you know, consistently enough. You don't even hear any of that.
Ron, there's, I don't remember, maybe it was Dan Orlovsky or one of them was pushing the Pittsburgh Steelers thing late in the first, or whenever the first, when their first round.
21, yeah.
And I'm like, that's the last thing Pittsburgh needs to do. Pittsburgh, you just had a super athlete that I think is
Justin Fields.
Yeah, who's a more natural thrower. And I don't know if he's a better thrower, but he's a more natural thrower of the football. I don't know about making decisions, but he's a more natural thrower
of
the football.
Much better thrower in college, coming out of college.
I mean, like, you had that, and you let it go to New York. You didn't want it. It wasn't good enough. You couldn't win with it. You put Russell Wilson out there, and now you're talking about a franchise that hadn't been able to find their quarterback since Ben Roethlisberger, using a first-round draft pick on Jalen Milroe, who at the best you're not going to be able to sell. He's not a developmental quarterback at this point.
And like, our warm prayers.
I mean, it gets plumb silly around Jalen Milroe. Like to me, if it's Jalen Milroe in the middle rounds and it's one of these teams that's running an offense, like even if it's the Jets at some point with a Fields type offense or a Hurts type offense in Philly, or
where's it coming from? Is this coming from teams that
they're
hearing
from production meetings?
Just to push this, because I don't like. I will be shocked if he goes in the first. I mean, I'm gonna be shocked, but I'll be surprised if he goes in the first round, because it will be just a turnaround from what, like a turnaround from that big point from what has happened.
Yeah, I mean. Yeah, and you're talking about either a team that's got a quarterback using a first or second round pick on a developmental guy just to bolster the quarterback room, or you're talking about a quarterback needy team that's probably in a desperate position. Most of them are, that are quarterback needy, taking a quarterback that's a developmental quarterback.